Where you live and your race can have a huge impact on your life expectancy in Indianapolis. A new study from Indiana University School of Public Health finds that there is more than a 16-year gap in how long people live in our city. WFYI's Farah Yousri digs into this data and begins a series of stories in a public park, a park that should contribute to a community's quality of life, but hasn't always done so.
Tarkenton Park on 39th and Illinois Street has been a go-to destination for the Black community for decades, like Sabay Martin, who's 63. She stands next to a basketball court and talks about her favorite memory here.
Saying I'm coming to the park, and my mom saying, don't you go down there by those basketball courts. And as a, you know, preteen, teenager, you know, just to get close enough to see all the cute boys.
But the park looked and felt different back then. And it's not just the park.
There used to be a grocery store there.
She points to a few abandoned shops.
Where are the replacements? And why is it taking so long?
For her and many others, this place symbolizes the inequity that engulfs Indianapolis. It's at the intersection of two very different lives, and it has one of the lowest life expectancies in the city, nearly 11 years less than a neighborhood that's only a 10-minute drive away.
Nice.
You know, this is like the central meeting area between all of the neighborhoods.
That's Coach Donald Hamilton, or Coach Snell. He trains the Indy Steelers, a youth football team for more than 100 kids between ages 5 and 14. It's one of the few outlets for youth around here. They trained on a big green field at Tarkenton Park, 3 days a week for more than 15 years. Children would show up for practice wearing their protective helmets, and Coach Snell would set up obstacles and training gear.
Go get some water. Water, right? Hey, the bottles are right here.
But then on a Labor Day weekend in 2015, something unexpected happened.
We were showing up for practice one day, and we came up to the park and we were fenced off of the field, like we couldn't go anywhere.
Coach Snell and his team had no idea what was going on in the park. And it turns out hundreds of residents here didn't know either. And it all started with the best intentions back in 2012. The city wanted to give the park a little facelift, a splash pad, climbing wall, and a community cafe. The fence walled off the park so that renovations could begin.
I'm Michael McKillop, executive director of Midtown Indy.
McKillop was one of the people tasked by the city to plan the renovations. He met with many in the Black community, and things were going well. Or at least that's what he thought.
In my mind, it was like, wow, we have several hundred people weighed in. And, you know, public participation in shaping the future of city stuff rarely happens.
But the image of kids fenced off from their park was such a throwback to times when Black Americans were not allowed in many public spaces. And that sparked outrage in much of the Black community here.
And I think the protests showed me that this was a very deep problem. You know, this wasn't one or two people with an axe to grind. This was a whole community that felt left out, and that's a problem.
McKillop wanted to do the right thing. He engaged with many, but maybe not all the right people. Because of multiple jobs and kids, many local residents couldn't show up for these planning meetings and lacked computer and internet access to weigh in. Systemic barriers that spill over even when it comes to having a say in their own community park. The renovations were completed in 2016, and there's no denying the park is fancier and prettier now. And it's also bustling with more white families than before, something many in the Black community don't mind. But others like Sarita Edwards, a 40-year-old mother, says it has raised questions.
So I remember my son even asking me, like, is it because the park is new? I said, well, you know, anything that's new attracts new people, you know, like, so. But these people,
like, it's new, so like it's for them.
In a sense,
they don't get new things.
In a sense,
kids may not be thinking about larger issues around racism and politics, but Edward says they pick up on daily cues from the environment around them. For instance, after the renovations, the Indy Steelers now are stuck with a field full of small hills and dirt. Here's Coach Snell.
Yeah, kind of confined to a smaller area, which is okay. I mean, we make do with what we have.
But making do with what's there is what many in the Black community say they've been pushed to do for a long time. And it often comes at a price. In this case, a physical one. Many twisted ankles and other injuries on the bumpy field. Still, things are getting better around Tarkenton Park in many ways. The cafe at the park is now a Black-owned business. There are many community festivals happening. Here's Sabi Martin again.
The best day we had in the park was Tarkenton Park Fest. The splash pad was full of kids. We had music, the coming together of the neighborhood with basketball tournaments.
Constructive dialogue was born out of the conflict over the park. Now the community hopes the same could address other issues that impact life expectancy around here, like the lack of access to food, subpar public education, and ultimately, a decent, safe training field for the Indy Steelers.
Let's go, don't be last!
Farah Yusri, Side Effects Public Media.